Hi, everyone. Today, we're taking a close look at the best practices that earned wire and cable manufacturer Southwire its very first World's Most Ethical Companies recognition. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. Southwire is a leading manufacturer of wire and cable used in the transmission and distribution of electricity. Southwire delivers power to millions of people around the world. In fact, nearly one in two new homes built in the United States contains wire manufactured by Southwire. And the company produces half of the cable used to transmit and distribute electricity throughout the nation. Southwire products also play a key role in the manufacture of other products, such as automotive wiring harnesses and electrical motors. Based in Carrollton, Georgia, and family-owned since 1950, Southwire's mission is to prevail in the fiercely competitive wire and cable industry through a commitment to quality and performance, unequaled customer satisfaction, and perhaps most importantly, ethical and fair dealing. Just to underscore how seriously the company takes that last part, earlier this year, Southwire earned its first World's Most Ethical Companies recognition. Joining us to discuss Southwire's relentless pursuit of best practices is Spencer Price, VP, Associate General Counsel, and Deputy Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer, and Sean Miller, Director of Ethics and Compliance. Spencer and Sean, thank you for joining us. Can you talk about your World's Most Ethical Companies journey so far, where your initial desire to apply came from, and what your application process experience was like?
Southwire has a long legacy of acting with integrity and treating one another with respect. In fact, one of our core tenets is doing right. Even though we've had a doing right culture for many years, until recently, we didn't really have a mature ethics and compliance program. Our board and our leadership wanted to build a program that helped ensure that we live up to our values. Southwire is a family-owned business, as you mentioned in your introduction. We've been in business 74 years, and reputation is super important to us. So it was decided using Ethisphere standards in the Ethisphere process to benchmark and enhance our program was a means to build the kind of program that we wanted and to continuously improve it year after year. So in terms of our application process experience, what we decided to do when we first decided to pursue this honor is we knew it would be a multi-year process to build up the program and ensure that it was ingrained across our organization and in each employee. So a year before we submitted our first application, we completed Ethisphere's Ethics Quotient Survey. This was a very educational process for us. It taught us a lot about our areas of strength and improvement opportunities. We then took a risk-based approach to prioritizing resources to build up our program. Then fast forward some, when we first submitted our application, I think everyone would admit it's sort of a challenging and time-consuming process. You know, you have to show your work, you have to substantiate each of your responses to show that you're doing the things that you say you're doing. We also had to tell a story. So how are we having ethical culture play out in practice? But we found through that process, it was very worthwhile. We learned a lot and we're using the learnings that we receive through the process and through the data that you receive after the process to improve our program. And we plan to continue to have this be part of our annual process every year going forward.
So what did you learn most about your program as you underwent the World's Most Ethical Companies application process? I understand a lot of companies, for them, like you said, it's a very educational experience. So I'd love to learn, you know, what did your application process kind of surface about what's going on at Southwire?
Sure. Yeah, I'm happy to give some examples. From the start, you know, we undertook a process of closely studying all of the data relative to other World's Most Ethical Companies. The data set that Ethisphere provides is very valuable. We actually took the time to look at each and every question and see how we did relative to other companies. And what we found was that there were a lot of things we were doing really well, and we were really happy about those things. And then there were a number of other areas where we had opportunities for improvement. Because of the granularity of Ethisphere's questions and responses, we could really use the data in very meaningful ways. So in terms of areas that we learned that we were very strong in, we learned that, you know, the areas that involved ethical culture, awareness, and education were areas that we were really strong in. For example, we're doing some really creative and effective things when it comes to our Ethics and Compliance Week celebrations, our communications, the way that we leverage our ethical culture survey that we do is pretty unique and effective. And those were all things that were sort of either learned or validated through the Ethisphere process. Then, like I said, there were also plenty of areas of opportunity that we learned about through the process. For example, we learned that even though we had really strong corporate governance, there were a number of small improvements that we could make to align with the majority of WME winners. For example, there were some areas where we had informal practices that could be tightened up or formalized. And having all of the analysis from Ethisphere, both the data itself and helpful recommendations from Ethisphere, really made it easy to take that data and that information and have internal conversations and then to move from conversation into deployment of improvements.
I understand that one of the aspects that the evaluation team really noticed was your sophisticated procedure for surveying culture. Can you talk a bit about that in terms of why you prioritize culture surveys, how you go about doing them, and I think most importantly, how you act upon the information that those surveys provide?
Southwire has always had a speak up culture, been dedicated to a speak up culture. And it is important that all voices are heard within our organization to really understand culture. Some organizations choose to survey certain segments of the organization, but it was very important for us to survey all team members because all team members impact culture across our plants and CSCs. And majority of our organization is made up of those frontline employees, and their voices are very much needed to be heard for us to understand where we can continuously improve. So we need that input in order to make things, improve on those things, or maintain where we're already doing well. So we decided very early on to have a dedicated ethical culture survey and to partner with Ethisphere. As part of that, we ensured that we had coordination with our local leaders. It was very important that we coordinated with our local leaders and people in culture, which is our HR component at Southwire. So making sure that we were collaborating with those individuals who have the influence and have the investment in having a great ethical culture there. So we decided to survey everyone. And like I said, not all organizations choose to do that. But it was very important that once we coordinated with the plant leadership and people in culture, that they understood the importance of the survey, the valuable information we were looking to receive out of the survey, and that we were able to then take that and provide insight to them. So it's also what's in it for me as well, right? We're dedicated to ethics and compliance because that is our job and that's what we're passionate about. But it's very important that your organization understand that we all own ethics and compliance. So making sure that that communication is there and that coordination is there. And once we have that buy-in through, you know, various meetings and management tools to articulate that, we were then able to approach our workforce and let them know about the survey and let them know the importance of the survey. And we use various tools in order to promote that. So we use some traditional things like email and paper flyers and things like that. But we also have a majority deskless workforce. So we had to find other ways or more innovative ways to engage those individuals who are not sitting at computers like a good bulk of us that are in corporate functions. So we used digital flyers. We used our internal Southwire News Network in order to digital screens and all of those types of things. We try to integrate regular life and the way that you live into delivering information. We use QR codes a lot. Everyone learned how to use QR codes during the pandemic. So one of the things that we did was create a sticker with a QR code on it, and you can scan that QR code and you can go directly into the survey. And it was inspired by the concept of like the I voted sticker, right? Where everyone wears it and everyone's proud that they did their duty in order to vote. So that was one of the tools that we incorporated as well. And also daily communications to our leaders to let them know the participation rates. So we were able to provide them real insight into participation rates by getting that information from Ethisphere and publishing that information on almost a daily basis. And it about that, you know, I have 40% participation. I'm trying to get that up. How do I get that up? So it helped us engage with leadership and made them excited because they want to see their facilities do well and they want that information. So the more input that they can provide or their people can provide, it is ways for them to make changes and improvements within their own sector. So they were very excited about that. And all of our materials are translated. So we make sure that everyone has an understanding. Our surveys are translated. And I think that some of these items is what caused us to get a 68% participation rate with our ethical culture survey, which exceeds the benchmark. So we were happy about that. But once the information is then collected, what do you do with that information, right? So we take all of these learnings, the different benchmarking, the information that comes back from the survey, and then we have an extensive process for sharing and expressing what information was obtained and how we're going to act on that, right? It's no need in getting information if you're not going to do anything with that. So our process, we meet with all of our leadership and articulate the results of the survey and their role as a leader and how they can either continue to improve on certain items or maintain certain extractions that we get from the survey. This information is also articulated all the way up to and expressed to our board level. So the board is involved in our results from that survey. And what we're able to do as well is create these location-specific reports, right? We're able to take this Southwire information and then drill it down to the subcultures that are at the different locations, right? Southwire as a whole may look one way, but, you know, a plant in Mississippi may look different from a plant in New Jersey or a plant in California. So it's for us to understand our individual contributions to the culture, and those leaders are given those reports, and that's folded into our Ethics and Compliance Week celebration. We celebrate Ethics and Compliance Week in September because that's better for our organization, so we move that around. And so as part of that week, those leaders are equipped with a tool that they can go in and talk about, you know, where they're doing well, where make strategies on improvements, and letting individual team members know their contributions and how they can contribute to an ethical culture. Doing right and speaking up is always a focus of that. So that is a focus during Ethics and Compliance Week as well. And we also create like a summary video as well. So we're always trying to make sure that everyone is receiving this information. And so with that, we're able to, you know, promote the program. We're able to be in a continuous improvement mindset, but also, you know, make the survey a trusted sounding board for our employees to be able to express their ideas or concerns and know that, you know, in the future, they're seeing progress from that, and their voices are not just going to a place in some file somewhere in some ethics and compliance officer's office and never looked at again. We actually make tangible actions on that.
What insights can you share with companies that have not yet sought World's Most Ethical Companies recognition, given what you have learned so far from this experience?
I think that it is a tremendous way to learn about your program, your strengths, and your weaknesses, where you can improve, maybe places that are your industry doesn't really deal with. So maybe you didn't really think of this would be a way to improve your program because it's not a part of some regulation or things like that. I think it's a great way to learn about best practices and to engage in continuous improvements and to set the expectation for team members that we're going to act as if we are a world's most ethical company always. That's our standard. That's the way that we conduct business. We do not cut corners in order to accomplish business goals. It's also great for attracting talent. Individuals want to work at places that prioritizes an ethical culture, and the world's most ethical validates that. It is a source outside of Southwire that says, hey, we've been validated in our mission to be an ethical company. And this third party also agrees that we are committed to that. So, you know, we want the best and the brightest talent to come work, but not only to come, but to stay, right? So we need them to stay. And, you know, you have to be in the game to compete. You can't just give lip service about being an ethical company without any, you know, anything to show for it. So I think that I would recommend it for any organization that is committed to a doing right and culture and maintaining a best in class culture.
Well, Spencer and Sean, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing with us Southwire's experiences as it earned its first World's Most Ethical Companies honors. And once again, congratulations to you both and to all of your colleagues at Southwire.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
To learn more about Southwire's business integrity efforts, go to doingrightconnection.com. There, you'll learn about the company's cybersecurity and data privacy management, supply chain management, and a host of its ethics and compliance codes, policies, and other related resources. To learn more about the 2024 World's Most Ethical Companies honorees, visit worldsmostethicalcompanies.com. And be sure to check out our special 2024 World's Most Ethical Companies issue of Ethisphere Magazine at magazine.ethisphere.com. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.